the person who, the same person who's playing the dog, you might say, I don't know why she's, and this person, when I say this person, never been afraid of the dark. And all of a sudden, just like that, they're afraid of the dark. You might say, I don't know why she's afraid now. She,
I don't know why she's afraid of now, but in her young days she wasn't afraid.
Mm-hmm. Or she didn't.
Yeah, she didn't show it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you said, I don't know why she's afraid now, she didn't used to be.
That's right.
All right. What would be the opposite?
The opposite of being afraid now?
The opposite of why she, used to be.
Well, when she was young, she wasn't afraid. And I don't see why now she's afraid. Unless something's happened to her to make us afraid.
Okay. Now, if we're talking about somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table, leave the door wide open, unlocked, you might say, he's mighty.
Oh, he's mighty. You leave all his money over?
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Yeah. He has a lot of confidence in people in this area, something like that.
All right.
That he's not, he's got a lot of confidence.
Okay. Or if your son made too many mistakes in addition on an arithmetic test, you might say, you shouldn't be so...
So I'd say that if he made too many mistakes, I'd just say you should not be so... He lived so dumb, something like that.
Would you ever say maybe you shouldn't be so careless or something like that?
Yeah, you could say you ought not be so careless. That's right.
All right, now, especially you talk to somebody, you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Sometimes she acts... Oh, maybe two words I used to say. She acts like sometimes she's kind of crazy, and then sometimes she acts like she just ain't got them all or anything like that.
Would you ever say she acts kind of queer?
Yeah, queer, that's true. Right. That's true. Right. Yeah.
How about, would you ever be talking about somebody and say, he's queer, meaning that he's real odd or eccentric?
He's odd for many of the other people in the community. He's odd.
Right, now how about that word? Has that changed in meaning since older days?
Yes, it did. I mean, back in the olden days, they didn't say no much of being queer. They just say he's crazy.
Okay. All right. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you might say to him, don't be so...
So, you say... You don't want to be so stubborn, you don't want to be so crazy, you don't want to be acting that way. There's so many things you would say to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or how about somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it. They're mighty.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just say, well, that's your way of doing it, so nobody can change you, so I don't see no place to argue with you. Well, you can't be changed. Mm-hmm. You see, a fool never changes, a wise man changes.
Right, how about this? Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you might say he's mighty.
He's mighty high-tempered, or he's mighty... so many things you can say about a man. You can say that to him. You can't say anything to him until he gets all upset.
How about this? You might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad. He's going to get angry.
All right, if somebody's about to lose his temper, you might tell him, just